Is that the song we're going with?
Oh, I thought we were going to make a song just now.
Just right now, just say it.
Bobby doop a da ba da ba da.
Welcome to the first ever Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park Jake and Spencer Dreamcast podcast.
Woo!
First time ever doing this sort of thing. Well, for you anyway. I've sort of done it before.
Oh, I'm Spencer. I freaking do everything.
Well, I mean, I've okay. Sorry. You get what I mean.
Yeah.
Come from a background of doing a gaming channel, like a Let's Play channel with my buddy Nick. Hashtag two guys gaming.
Shameless not so plug.
Subtle plug.
Shame.
It's on YouTube. It's over now, but you can go still watch them because they're still all there. But this is a totally different thing. That is not what we're talking about. I am Spencer. This is Jake.
Hi, Spencer. I'm Dad.
I'm just going to talk to myself the whole time.
Yeah, I'm doing. Jake. Yeah.
What brings you to the table?
You told me to.
All right, we're doing this no matter what. You have no say in the matter.
Yeah, we're going to just sit down and do the thing, and we're going to talk about some cool stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to be... So the whole basis of this whole podcast, if you like movies, you're going to like this. If you don't, stay for the comedy. Like, we try our best.
The banter.
The witty banter. What brought, so, like, before we tell them kind of the idea of all this, when I first pitched it to you, what made you want to do it?
I thought it was unique. I never really considered, do I tell them the thing?
If you want to.
Can I say
it? You're going to spoil it? You can say it. I don't care.
When do we tell them?
We can tell them when we feel like it. It's our fucking podcast.
I mean, I don't know.
Just tell them. Tell the good people.
I love movies, and I have six toes. So that's what brought me to this, Spencer.
The six toes made you decide to pitch.
Yeah, so, the extra little piggy didn't go to the market. He came to the podcast.
Is he here with us today? Oh,
yes.
Yes, did a little is. Twanger there.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Hello, piggy. So yeah, going off the name Dreamcast, basically what we're here to do and what we aim to entertain you with, if you're listening, which you would be if...
Yeah, no, they're not freaking listening.
They're not listening to this.
If you're listening to me talking,
well, they could be like, have you ever had it where like you hear somebody talk but you don't listen?
Yeah, why don't you listen and quit scrolling on Facebook? We're talking about like...
Shut everything off.
Not really.
Sit in a dark room and just listen to us shooting the shit.
Yeah.
So, Dreamcast. What does that mean? Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to take any and all beloved TV shows, video games, film adaptations that are getting rebooted, books maybe, basically anything, and we are going to pitch our Dreamcast roles for these movies. So we're gonna take like an example, the whole inception of this movies
lame.
All this came about when I was talking to my good buddy Ryan. If you're listening, hey, come on to the show and we'll do something with you. We were just talking. He sent me a picture of like this. It was a meme, because fucking memes, bruh. It was a picture of with Detective Pikachu coming out, which absolutely dates this episode, and then the Sonic movie coming out. It was like a MCU expanded universe of like the Super Smash Brothers games. So it was like Phase 1, Detective Pikachu, Sonic, like The Legend of Zelda, and then like Super Mario, and then it ended with like the Avengers style like Super Smash Brothers game, and like Phase 2, Phase 3, yada yada. And we were just talking about that, and we were riffing on how badass a Star Fox movie would be.
That would be cool.
And I was like, but you would need to get like the perfect voice over actors.
Slipper, get back here!
Right? You would need
follow me, Fox.
You would need to get that right.
What?
So then we were like, "Well, okay, who would play those parts?" We went through and did the whole thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just like as an example of what we are going to do here, for the Star Fox team, we figured like a good Fox McCloud would be like a strong, like leadership voice, has experience piloting. So we said Oscar Isaac. For Fox, who is Poe Dameron from the Star Wars movies. For Falco, a little bit cockier, a little bit more of an edge. We said Anthony Mackie, who is, of course, the Falcon from the Avengers movies.
Of course.
Slippy, the kind of inexperienced... well, he's experienced. He's just a little... He's fresher to it. He's like a mechanic, you know, who's just like...
I thought Slippy was a girl.
No, he's a dude, actually.
Since
all,
when?
All bros.
Oh, I thought Slippy was just the wee little ass up there in the Space Wars.
No, absolutely, dude. Hence why we went with Tom Holland for Slippy's voice. And then Peppy, who's kind of the aged, mystic, do a barrel roll. You're becoming more like your father sort of voice.
Use the brakes!
We said Wallace Shaw, who is the inconceivable from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Because he got kind of that, like, nerdy-ish voice. So that's kind of, like, the example. So that's what we're going to try to do. Future episodes, if we have, like, people on, if you listen to this and you're like, that sounds fun, I can put up with these guys for, like, a half hour.
Yeah, maybe. That's kind of pushing it. We're kind of allowed
25 minutes, maybe. you're more than welcome to come on to the show and pick a movie or a TV show, a book, a video game, whatever you want adapted. We'll write out all the characters. I almost had a burp there.
Ooh, next time, let them hear. Let the good people hear it.
It like sucked itself inward.
Hear your roar. Bah.
It'll probably happen very randomly. I just had a Coke and rum, so it's all fizzly in there.
Oh, a Coke and a rum, not a rum Coke and a rum. Coke. Because I'm Spencer and I'm
there was way more Coke in it than rum.
Not two like shots of vodka?
Yeah. If you like memes, you'll probably hear a lot of references. But yeah, the one we're going to do today is just a very basic, like, to get the idea. So I picked one. I have I showed you earlier today, just a bunch of like little paper slips with like names of stuff that I came up with.
Yeah.
We'll pick it out of a hat.
Make it rain.
Because like randomness kind of makes it more fun because it's like you didn't really have the, like me coming into this telling you this is what we're going to do today. I kind of have an idea of who I would want my cast to be.
True.
So.
Yeah, Spence is running this show.
There's a little one.
The mighty roar.
As you heard from Jake, I more or less kidnapped him to be on this show. So.
Hey, it's going to be cool, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'm excited.
I guess, movie knowledge-wise, what do you bring... Like, what are your credentials for being able to do this sort of thing?
I've seen every movie ever.
Okay.
And I've memorized every line. Plus...
Lines are going to help you when you're trying to do cast members.
Okay. Well, that's good that I'm perfect for this. Directed my own movies. They're kind of crap, but I directed my own movies.
You did. You did a...
One... excuse me. one of them actually won 3 Golden Barb Awards.
Was it 3? I thought there were more.
Oh, it was 3.
Oh.
Spencer actually was one of the stars, I think.
You think? Bitch, please.
Well, I mean,
pay
there
me
were like
next
six
time.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the Hatchlinging Slasher.
An adaptation.
Yes, an adaptation horror movie filmed in
of the
college.
Hatchlinging Slasher.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, filmed in California.
No.
Nope, filmed in college.
Filmed in freaking college, man.
That was a good time.
Good time. Awful movie.
We made a lot of good stuff in college. We're both like basically filmmaking majors, which is not the reason we met, but it's a shared quality.
Why don't you tell him the first time you met me? What was that like, Spencer?
So, just to give like more backstory on us, because this is like the introduction episode. I met Jake in college, obviously. I got hired into one of the dorms as an RA, people would typically call them. A hall cop, basically.
Yeah. You were a hall CAs. Monitor.
Yep. And I got hired in and went for the first time to meet the staff and the hall government, which you were a pretty big part of.
Yeah, but it's freaking useless.
You did, like, what, a program a month and, like, had to make a bulletin board for free?
And thought it was cool, but I was really just forfeiting all my time to hang out with Spencer, which is fine, actually. It worked out.
It was neat, because when I met him at this meeting, he was wearing a drug rug. And had was holding a longboard. Pretty sure he had like earbuds in too, like the whole time. So I didn't think you were actually like listening to anything going on in the meeting. But this drug rug had a big longboard that had a big ass Bob Marley like painted on the bottom, or like printed on it. And you walk over to me and you're like, "Hey, man!" And I was like, "Oh fuck, the druggy kid is gonna be my first friend here." Oh, Christ. And that couldn't be further from the truth. So, first impressions are never anything. If you have a first impression of this podcast, don't think of it as, like, the druggy...
No.
The drug rug Bob Marley longboard podcast. We're better than that. Yeah. Not saying that's a bad thing. It just put me off right away as to who this might be.
You never expected it to turn into this.
Nope. Hey, yeah, man. We joked multiple times about, like, rooming together and, like, whatnot. And now we are.
Surprise!
Yeah. apologies in advance if our mic, like, picks up sirens or something, because we are recording this in our living room.
Yeah.
This is not at all, like, a proper podcast.
We're surrounded by SWAT team. Spencer did a naughty thing today.
Oh, no.
He did a naughty thing at school.
I ate them all.
Yes. So, if you hear SWAT team break in, it's because Spencer had some yum-yums.
You get to hear it all in action, not live, because this will get posted somewhere.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up, people.
Nope. All right, so I think we'll get into our first ever... Dreamcast.
Let's do it.
I kept it pretty short, like I said. It's a pretty iconic one. I want the name to be catchy to people who are like, oh, I want to see a cast for this movie. And it kind of falls along what we had been talking about before. Plus, it's like, we could expand this if we really want to, but I kind of kept it to like a small 3 to 4 person cast because it's the main people. We're going to recast Pokemon.
Yes!
The original show with Ash, Misty, and Brock. We are going to discuss who is best suited to play these roles.
Oh,
I already have some ideas for some of them. I put Pikachu ? Because, like, Ryan Reynolds is fantastic as Pikachu, so I feel like if he gets a voice, it's going to be Ryan Reynolds. We've already established him in the universe, so just have Ryan Reynolds voice every single Pikachu.
Or should we have Pikachu's voice, instead of going, pee, pika, pee, be like someone else?
Pika, pee.
Yeah, saying the Pikachu
James
voice.
James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Pee, pika, pee.
Yes. Like, no other words, just his name, but in a different actor's voice.
I mean, we could. We'll start at the top, though. We'll go Ash, Misty, Brock. I have the first person I thought of... when I, like, kind of said in my head, oh, let's just do Pokemon, I thought of a perfect cast for Misty right away. Sort of a maybe for Ash, and, like, who would be a perfect Brock, but it wouldn't work for reasons that I'll tell you. So I don't know how you want to do this.
To start out.
You want me to say...
At least start out with Ash.
Ash.
Yeah.
My first thought was Finn Wolfhard. He is, you watched Stranger Things?
Yes.
Yes, Mike from Stranger Things.
Ah, yes.
He was also,
yeah, he's just a little.
Shoot, what's his
little
name?
Little nugget.
He was in It as well. I can't think of the character's name.
In
the
what?
Real comedic one. It, like clown It. I took you to see that. I know you've
seen
it.
Yeah,
I took you to see
it. Saw it at like midnight. Mistake. Don't do that.
You liked it.
It was cool.
I took you and you liked it.
Watched it through my eyes, though.
You did at some parts.
I don't like when it... Yeah, I see that stuff in my nightmares.
When the clown does that?
Yes.
Or when Finn Wolfhard does
that? Yeah, when Finn Wolfhard does that.
So that was my thing. You know, he's got kind of the young, boyish
look. How old is Ash supposed to be?
He is... I'm going to look that up.
I always thought he was like...
He's young.
Like 14 or 15. Just roaming the lands of Pokemon World.
Kanto?
Kanto.
Jesus
yeah, whatever.
Christ.
Spencer.
Working with an amateur
guy,
here.
Freaking just...
Granted, I have to look up Ash's
yeah,
actual age.
Yeah, why don't you know a little boy's age, Spencer?
Ash Ketchum.
Dr. Oak sure did.
Going to the Wikipedia page.
I mean, Professor Oak.
Yeah, what the hell, dude?
Doc Ock.
Doc That's Oak.
A different way to pronounce Oak is just Ock.
All right, I'm just going to search Ash Ketchum age.
Why don't you ask
Oh, it was like the Ketchum. Second pop-up anyway on there. He started his journey throughout the Pokemon world at the age of 10. Finn Wolfhard kind of still looks 10. He's like, what, 16-ish now?
He's supposed to be 10 years old?
Yeah, he's a 10-year-old in the
okay,
show.
No.
But that was my first thought. I'm not as well-versed with child actors.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, too.
I'll put him down for now. Just because, like, he's got the hair. He's got, like, I mean, you've seen him in Stranger Things.
Are timelines a thing? Like, can we have an actor, but as themselves as a child, like, in the past?
We could look into that.
Or are we doing actors right now? Actors and actresses, because we're inclusive like that.
We're just using the time stone to fucking jump around in the movie universe.
Now we're using the time wizard.
We could have a realistic movie and then like a dream movie. I think the realistic one would be like modern day. Because like once I tell you my Misty, it fits with
right.
I think the Finn as well.
I'm still thinking.
But yeah, what child actor would you have said?
I don't know any of that.
Like one of the
Goonies?
All mine
are like from the 90s. Yeah.
Karate Kid? I'm trying to think of
all of the kids from freaking Willy Wonka. That's who like I'm thinking of, like Charlie.
I almost said like you mean the Oompa Loompa.
No. So like Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
That kid, that's who I'm picturing as Ash.
From Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Very
distinct.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp, who's okay. Like, even I'm eatable.
What?
Yeah. He's like,
I really did not like that movie.
Well, that movie didn't like you either, Spencer.
Are you saying you liked that movie?
I thought it was enjoyable. I wouldn't watch it like over and over and over, but.
Freddie Highmore was Charlie Bucket in that movie. He is a year older than us, so. If we go by modern age. Otherwise, if we, you know, do his age from Willy Wonka or Charlie Wonka, I almost said.
Charlie Wonka in the Poop Factory.
Okay. I'll put him underneath in our, like, alternate timeline.
Perfect. Yeah, I just feel like he would be an enthusiastic, adventurous, curious, and caring young lad to play Ash.
I agree. I think that it's a pretty good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
As our alternate. Mm-hmm. Are we happy with those?
I'm happy.
I was going to look up real quick. Did you see Wonder when that came out like a year or two ago?
I'm just thinking of Wonder Park. That like
Oh, that popped up, but like Wonder. Oh, Jacob Tremblay. Yeah, he was the kid. He was the kid in The Room as well.
Denny?
No. Sorry.
Oh, Room, hey, Denny.
Room with Brie Larson, not The Room with
freaking with Tommy Wiseau. Oh, he's my Brock. Tommy Wiseau is Brock. Yes. Just let him run wild. Give him a wig with spikes on it.
Oh, God.
And give him some sunglasses that are like a centimeter thick. Long ways, Brock, not freaking.
Okay.
Tommy Wiseau.
As a Brock? Jesus Christ. Yeah, Jacob Tremblay was from Room. He's from Wonder. He's from the new Predator movie. That's what he kind of looks like. But like a good young kid actor, yeah, who I think could also fit the role. So that I'm going to put him next to Finn. Jacob Tremblay. Yours is, I don't know if I want to put the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory alongside fucking Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, hey, guys, let's go catch some Pokemon. No? Okay, I'll go kill myself.
Can you do a...
Like, what?
Can you do a Tommy trying to flirt with Nurse Joy?
With Nurse Joy? Oh, hey, Nurse Joy. Long time no see. What have you been up to? Fixing people and stuff? Can you fix me? No? Okay. Want to go play football? Ash, I'm going to go play football with Misty.
Oh, hi, Psyduck.
Oh, hi, Psyduck.
Christ.
You're tearing me apart, Nurse Joy! Please, God, let me give you a kiss. She said no again, Danny.
Moving on.
Moving on.
To Misty. My pick that... This was the first person I thought of for this casting. I was like, that would be pretty fucking cool. Sophia Lillis.
If who that?
You don't know who that is, she is Beverly from It.
Oh. Redhead girl? Oh.
Right?
That's like the only ginger girl actor that I know right now, other than like Sophie Turner. That's like, yeah, right, big.
Sophie Turner wouldn't be a bad choice either for Misty.
Yeah, I claim her. Sophie Turner. Claim
Sophie Turner.
As my Misty. Sophie but it would Turner. Have to be her, like, at the beginning of Game of Thrones.
True. God damn it. I think you have a better choice Sucka! Than me. Yeah, that would be a good one.
Oh, my God. Sophie Turner with Tommy Wiseau. God. Just be, that would be the exact same relationship as Sansa and Littlefinger.
Yeah, basically. Is that really what you want to see in your fucking Pokemon movie?
Oh, my God. Yes. This would be hilarious.
Well, my pick that I was going to have for Brock that I thought of is actually the lead for Detective Pikachu, so it wouldn't really work out that way. Justice Smith, I thought, would have been a perfect fucking Brock.
Yeah.
If he was not already in Detective Pikachu, if we're setting that in the universe.
Yeah, he would be a really good Brock.
Right? He has the look.
Yep.
He, like, look at that. Minus the fro. Like, that's Brock.
Yeah, that's Brock.
That should have been a Brock origin story. except his name in Detective Pikachu is Tim Goodman. So, like...
That's a great Brock.
He's already established for that. So, mm-hmm. like, I didn't really have too much of a Brock. I'm still going to... I'm going to put him up against your Tommy Wiseau.
Do it.
We'll just say, like, it's a reboot of the universe. I'm going to say Finn Wolfhard over Jacob Tremblay for my pick. So, like... Okay. So, let's answer the Pikachu question, then, because you said you wanted an actor to voice Pikachu. And it sounds like mine's a little more realistic and yours is a little more dreamy but golden. I think my realistic Pikachu voice would probably just be, like, a solid voice actor. Like, whoever actually voices Pikachu. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
My immediate thought, this is getting real hardcore nerdy, the girl who, Ashley Eckstein, who voiced Ahsoka Tano in the Star Wars Clone Wars.
That but can she get, like, high-pitched enough?
Yeah. I've shown you videos of, like, the... That video of her at like Galaxy's Edge, where mm-hmm. she's just like crazy excited about everything.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my pick.
That's pretty good.
Or Ryan Reynolds.
Well, just to say the word Pikachu, or to actually speak?
Just to, yeah, say Pikachu and Pika P and maybe get like one line of dialogue. Actually, no. I'm going with fucking Aaron Hansen for my Pikachu.
Yes. Shout out to the Game Grumps.
Shout out to the Game Grumps. You are a big inspiration for us. If you
always
hear this, or if someone hears this and sends it up the chain, that would be cool. Yeah, I'm picking Aaron Hansen for my Pikachu. I don't even care. All
right, I got two for my Pikachu.
Hey. Are they gonna trade?
Like, I'll
swap the role, like fucking Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen for fucking Michelle Tanner, Full House? Is this what we're doing?
No, not quite. Well, perhaps. Okay. So my initial Pikachu mm-hmm. is Tara Strong. And if you don't know who she is, she plays Bubbles in the Powerpuff Girls.
Ooh,
I was big into choice. Cartoon Network, and she's got that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yep. Yeah, always into Cartoon Network. However, sometimes Pikachu gets bronchitis, and then his voice sounds like Gilbert Gottfried.
So is that your pick, Gilbert Gottfried?
I'm doing both.
Oh, Christ.
One for when Pikachu's healthy and one when he has bronchitis.
Can you do a switch off?
Okay. It's like, pee, 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 pee. And then it's like, oh, pee, pee, pee. Pikachu. Quit throwing me around. God.
Holy Christ. I didn't think you could do a Gottfried voice.
It's kind of hurt, actually.
Well, I'll go with your call then, and still have Ashley Eckstein as like the high pitched Pika P, and
the non bronchitis for the bronchitis Pikachu.
Oh God!
He gets bronchitis because he hangs out with Charmander too much, and Charmander's
always smoking.
Yeah,
it
up. Smoking doobies.
He's
and all that.
Secondhand smoking.
Yep. He uses his own tail. Yeah. Pikachu's just like a little weirded out by it, but he doesn't want to leave and feel awkward, so he stays.
He just sits there and hopes he doesn't get drug tested.
Yeah. He's like, aha, God, peek, peek, peek. And Charmander's just like, Charmander.
Do you want to do one more? Do you want to cast Professor Oak?
Professor Oak?
Dr. Oak, as you call him?
Dr. Oak.
I'll put him up here.
Yes.
Prof Oak.
Okay. All right.
Just throw it at us.
Give me a sec to get the gears going.
You would need, like, an old wizened character. I kind of had this thought as I was driving back from picking up some project stuff at Michael's. I thought... Oh, shoot. What's his name? He's from Inglourious Basterds. The Nazi. Get the Nazi to fucking play Professor Oak. He's in a lot of good stuff. A lot of, like, big Quentin Tarantino movies, too. It is... Because I'm blanking on his name and looked him up. Christoph Waltz. I think would be my pick for Professor Oak.
That could work.
This
I
is
thought
a,
you were going to say freaking...
there's a picture of him if you need
Christopher Walken.
Christopher... That would be a good Oak, too, I think. I'm going with Waltz,
I need you to go find all the Pokemans. While I stay here with your mom.
Your nephew Gary. Oh, should we cast Gary, too? We'll do Oak first.
Do Oak.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
For
the main
Oak,
five.
For Doc Oak.
Doc Oak.
I'm thinking my initial...
Alfred Molina.
My initial reflex is to go with Michael Douglas. Michael Ooh. Douglas. Like Ant-Man Michael Douglas.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick.
Yeah. Because he's like... He can be...
I like
you
that.
Know, wise and you know, really smart, but
he's
also
got that
like...
kind of grumble in his
yeah,
voice, too.
He's got the little grumble, and he could also, like, yeah, whip Ash in the back of the head if he needs it. You know?
That's a way better pick than mine.
Well, my other one was going to be Michael Keaton, but I just thought that that would be that would go off the rails pretty quickly.
I could see both, honestly. There's a lot of I'd seen a lot of talk of people wanting them to do, like, a Batman Beyond.
I was just going to ask.
Like, get Michael Keaton back as, like, an old man Bruce Wayne.
That would be cool. To,
like, train the next guy.
Train the next Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, which Batman is the one with the nipples?
That's George Clooney.
That's what I thought. I was going to say, like, Batman and Robin. You can't have Michael Keaton in, like, a...
As a kid, I fucking loved that movie. I was all about it.
Dude, those are great movies. No, Batman Returns, Batman Forever.
You didn't know what a bad... you just stabbed yourself? I just, like,
bent my nail.
Why would you do that?
I didn't do it on purpose.
You just do that right in the middle of our casting.
Sorry.
Bending your nails. Mm. That's how jacked you are about this Michael Keaton pick.
I guess.
I really like that Michael Douglas pick, though.
Hey, thanks.
All right. So we've kind of got two different movies here. My Pokemon movie would be starring Finn Wolfhard as Ash Ketchum, alongside his trusty Pikachu, voiced by both Ashley Eckstein and Aaron Hansen. Only when Pikachu has bronchitis. he would stumble into this girl with a bike, Sophia Lillis, the girl from It. And then they would later go on to challenge Justice Smith's Brock in the Pewter City Gym to get the Pewter badge.
Justice Smith would play a great, like, frantic Brock.
Right? Like, exactly. Like, just, but he's already in the other fucking movie. Well, yeah. of course, World. All of this being led by, I guess my pick is Christoph Waltz. I really fucking
love it. Christopher Walken, man.
Christopher Walken. You gotta go walking.
You gotta go walking.
Walking in the fields, you get attacked by Pidgey.
Then you take him out.
No, I'm gonna stick by my. Who are you pick? Which Michael are you having for your Oak?
I think Michael Douglas would be a better cast, but Michael Keaton would make a much better movie.
Well, which is it?
Are
you gonna have them swap in and out like fucking the Olsen twins?
And, like, act like the audience doesn't notice?
Shot by shot, it's just a different Michael.
We could only afford one Michael on set at a time. Man. Yeah, come see Pokemon Goes Nuts in 2020. You thought Detective Pikachu was wild.
So your movie has Freddie Highmore, the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie Bucket.
Being directed by one of the fucking Michaels. I don't know which one.
No, both of them.
Both of the Michaels.
Michael Douglas is Professor Oak. Michael Keaton is Mr. Mime. Who hangs out at the house and helps out his mom. God. Alright, that's...
Jesus Christ.
And he's in
he's got the pink rose, cheeks.
Like, really
fucking hair.
Hodgepodge makeup and, like, an amateur costume. Like, some cardboard horns and stuff.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. Because, yeah, that's not even hair. It's a part of him.
And he just walks around like a little, I don't even know. Like a just little Mr. Mime. Dishes
in the background. And people, like, stop and they're like, is that fucking Michael Keaton?
He's just like, Mr. Mime.
Yeah, he just turns around and is like, Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime, keep walking.
All right. So you're Freddie Highmore being guided by Michael Douglas, Professor Oak, who leaves his home with his mom and a Michael Keaton, Mr. Mime. Runs into Sophie Turner with a bike and then goes on to battle Tommy Wiseau. At the Pewter City Gym.
Onyx, go! And stuff.
Oh no, you shut my lights out.
Let's go play football.
Here's your badge.
Here's your badge and stuff.
Defeated now! you beat him with your Pikachu, who's voiced by Tara Strong and Gilbert Gottfried.
Only when he has bronchitis.
Should we try to make one movie from our cast?
Sure.
Like,
yeah. Why don't
do a crossover event?
Sure. Yeah. Why don't you circle each one that you think best fits the role?
Well, we're both the movie execs. So we gotta pick.
Won't we just both pick our own?
Well, we make arguments for him.
I personally
like the Finn Wolfhard just because I think he has the look.
Yeah,
more,
that's better than mine.
More so. But I do like your Sophie Turner.
And
your young
Sophie Turner
more. Right? So. I like your Sophie Turner more.
Your Justice Smith is definitely better.
We'll go with Justice Smith.
Tommy Wiseau,
he should be in there as fucking like Lieutenant Surge or like Blaine or some other like crazy gym leader.
Oh my god, what if he voiced Mewtwo in like Pokemon 2000?
Oh no.
Or fucking Lugia. That song, it has restored my strength. Here I'm coming.
I was gonna say if he was like Giovanni, the head of Team Rocket.
Oh my god! Oh, I forgot about Team Rocket.
Yeah, I had that thought, and then I was like, oh, we forgot like Jesse and James and Meowth too. Gilbert Gottfried would be a good Meowth.
Yeah, he would.
I like your Pikachu. The Tara Strong.
Yeah, she would.
Just
she
random,
would kill it.
Random Gilbert Gottfrieds.
Sure.
And we are absolutely going with your Michael Douglas and your Michael Keaton for Mr.
Mime. Mr. Mime.
So the real movie, it's Finn Wolfhard as Ash Ketchum, Sophie Turner as Misty. Do we even know their last names?
I don't.
Misty the Water Girl and Brock the Rock.
Brock the Rock.
Misty being played by Sophie Turner and Brock being played by Justice Smith. Assuming that the Detective Pikachu movie is not in this same universe. Tara Strong voicing Pikachu. Gilbert Gottfried voicing the
bronchitis-ridden
Pikachu.
What was that word?
Bronchited.
Brontosaurus
Pikachu.
Just a brontosaurus with a Pikachu head.
Pika-pee. Michael Douglas is Professor Oak, and
Michael Douglas.
Just the background cameo of Michael Keaton as Mr. Mime. I love
who's
it.
Trying so hard to be inconspicuously Mr. Mime, but everyone knows it's Michael Keaton.
Yep. They double take it first, and then they're like, it's Michael Keaton.
Hey, Michael Keaton, what are you doing washing dishes? And he just like frantically starts scrubbing harder
more.
And then trips on something as he crawls out.
Oh no. I mean, if we want to, we're 38 minutes now. Do we want to take it to 45 and do like a real quick Team Rocket? Or just say that's good?
I think the people want a little more. If you want a little more, stay tuned. Otherwise, you can leave now if you really want to.
If you're fine. Still around.
If you're still around.
All right. Let me, we know we're doing Pokemon, so I'm just going
to... We'll do it real quick, though. We got to do this in, like, five minutes.
We can't argue.
No dicking around
Fuck
here.
Your choice, man.
Well, all right,
so
Team Rocket.
Jesse and James and Meowth. We already have our Gilbert Gottfried as Pikachu. A good Meowth voice. Maybe go back on our Peppy pick and do like Wallace Shawn as Meowth.
That could work.
Unless you have a better one. Because that didn't really get a reaction. Like, oh, ha ha, inconceivable.
I think Meowth. He would be a better, he'd be a better Meowth.
I'll mark him down unless you think of a better one.
Well, I was thinking because Meowth has like a Brooklyn accent a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think, and the only two that came to mind is if Meowth was voiced by either Al Pacino or Robert De Niro. But that might be a little too intense.
Getting Oscar winners for just playing a Meowth.
Yeah. But also,
they're very old, though. Well, Wild Shaw is old, too. But
yeah.
Jesse and James.
Well, James better be voiced by whoever plays Maximilian Pegasus in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, right. I bet they're the same voice actor.
I'll look it up.
But now that I'm thinking on it.
I'll look this up while you think Jesse of Jesse. And James,
I feel like you could get a good combo of like comedic actress and actor. I think you throw a red wig onto Kristen Wiig.
Oh, yes.
And well, she would be a pretty good Jesse.
And James is voiced by Tina Fey.
Yeah, right.
Or not voiced, they're actually the...
Or are you thinking, like, Amy Poehler is what I...
I think Amy Poehler... Kristen
Wiig is from Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey would be perfect.
For Jesse and James?
Because James does kind of have that...
A little bit, know, yeah, yeah.
Femininely structured face. Mm-hmm. And just throw... Those it. Two would
Amy
would
Poehler
hit it
is
off.
Jesse and... I don't think you're going to come up with any better duo than that.
I don't think so either.
The fans will like that.
Yes.
And Tina Fey can easily just do like a deeper voice and it'll sound like James.
Right, close enough.
Amy Poehler is Jesse, Tina Fey is James, and Wallace Shawn is Meow.
This
or,
is ridiculous.
No. To complete the trifecta, I'm going to change my Wallace Shawn to Aziz...
Yes, that's
Aziz
great.
Ansari.
That's perfect
for Meowth.
Also, for anyone who still cares, Pegasus was voiced by a guy named Darren Dunstan, and it is
fuck?
Yeah, he is not the same guy who voiced James.
Oh well,
because Pegasus
James actually Aziz Ansari.
No, well, because Pegasus is more like Yugi Boy,
right.
And James is like prepare to fight. You know, he's kind of like the Patrick.
Well, we know
of
who
those
the voice
two.
Actor is of this fucking podcast.
Yeah. I just seen a lot of movies, man.
Oh. So, our full Pokemon movie. Finn Wolfhard is Ash. Sophie Turner is Misty. Justice Smith is Brock. Tara Strong / Gilbert Gottfried as Pikachu. We have Michael Douglas as Professor Oak. Michael Keaton as the Mr. Mime. Which is just... I'm never going to get tired of saying that fucking line. Team Rocket, Jesse and James, of course, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, and then their trusty Pokemon Meowth, played by Aziz Ansari.
Dude, you cannot be more perfect than that.
That's a good fucking cast.
That is pretty good.
I really like it.
Please, someone out there, make this movie.
Yeah, right? Now we got to film
Hook
it.
Hook it up.
Got to get the rights and get contracts... morphed around and de-aged Sophie Turner.
Well, that's pretty good. Not bad for our first one.
Yeah, so that's the show. If you like it, tune in more. I think schedule-wise, we will probably do one every other week. So whenever this comes out, likely looking at Sundays to put them out, maybe.
Maybe Sundays to put them out. Sean Connery.
Obviously, depending on how many people listen to it, what the feedback is, that's subject to change. If we get, like, really intense jobs or die, like, that'll change, too.
Yeah, I think it'll change just a little bit.
Just prop your body up and be like, so, Jake, let's cast Yu-Gi-Oh! Next, or let's recast the MCU. If you have any suggestions on stuff to cast, send them to... me or Jake, if you know us. If you don't...
Now you do.
I don't know. Do they have comments? Like, comment allows on podcasts? We're very new to this, like
figure,
I said.
Figure out how to get it to us.
Right. Just put it up, throw it at them. All right. So that has been the first ever Dreamcast.
Woo!
Thank you for listening. And...
Bye.